On the last leg of my cross-country return from Seattle on Monday, I had an important choice to make. My on-flight entertainment. Well, I'm all for letting my mind wander while seatbelt stuck for over 3 hours. I do try to think through these choices, hoping for a movie I never had a chance to see or that show that everyone seems to love so much. After scrolling through literally hundreds of pages of Delta's digital menu, I picked the show that I thought fit the moment. Chernobyl. What could be better than a miniseries centered on a Russian nuclear plant explosion, right? Or so I thought. It wasn't any one scene or line or character. It really was the reaction that threaded the 20 or so minutes that I've made through. Here was this accomplishment of man-made ingenuity, something that could not fail, that all of a sudden just exploded. I'm sure it's a bit more complicated than that, but at 25,000 feet, inside another accomplishment of man-made ingenuity, something that could not fail, that all of a sudden was not going to explode, right? I decided maybe it was time for a comedy. It doesn't feel good, but sometimes we need explosions to act, to change. My prayer usually resembles that TV choice. Let's not feel an actual explosion, just something close enough to get us moving. A long foul ball rather than a game-ending home run. Before we get to any dramatic bangs in our lives and our relationships with our family or friends or neighbors, how can we let the smaller stuff move us? The screen explosion and the long foul ball. How can we move from complacency to action before it's too late? I think that's our question this weekend. Amos of our first reading yelling just as loudly today as he did so many years ago. Woe to the complacent in Zion. Things aren't that bad. Why stir the pot? I can get to that eventually. Whispers of complacency we often like to offer ourselves, just as any Israelite listener to Amos would. Where Amos concludes with threats of exile, Jesus brings this complacent lifestyle to its eternal conclusion. The story of the unnamed rich man and the poor Lazarus is a story of complacency, of an inability to stir to action, of God's action in the face of our inaction. One of the many interesting elements is the details offered of that post-death movement. Lazarus, the text describes, was, quote, carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man, on the other hand, simply, quote, died and was buried. The poor man allowing himself to be carried by God in life is rewarded. The rich man, content and complacent in life, seems to almost stay put in death. The complacent kicker, of course, is the ending. The rich man doing what he is so accustomed to do, asking someone else to bring him something, and failing to receive that, asking that his brothers may at least be brought something. A message to shake them from their complacency. If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. We know both Moses, the prophets, Amos, and that one risen from the dead, our dear Jesus. But we also probably know a bit about complacency, our inability to fight through certain pain or indifference or some sort of inherited inertia that's ours. Before the last judgment or any big bang in life, here's a suggestive cure. Get close to someone who is moving. Obviously, we do that in our liturgy, getting so near to our God that we hear and touch and taste him. But getting close to someone who's a fellow traveler right here and now can be helpful too. Especially one who is moving with an issue that maybe we don't think much about, much less respond to. Last month, we had Sister Helen Prejean give a talk on her most recent book and her long advocacy against the death penalty. Next weekend, Debbie Shinsky of the Respect Life Office will share with us about local efforts to help those caught up in human trafficking, a slavery of our age. And Thursday, as we've been announcing, Patricia Sandoval will witness to her movement from abortion advocate to reborn disciple. When we place bigger picture items in view, when we hear and see someone who is convicted, it's less about developing a practical game plan for another set of issues. It's more about catching a spark, moving from complacency, giving over to God a bit more of myself, my life, my energy. May we use these opportunities to move in that direction, sparked from complacency,